USA Radio News.
Turkey's chief prosecutor said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body was then cut into pieces in a premeditated plan. Defense Secretary James Mattis said, "We're working on getting to the bottom of this."
Turkey has so far provided evidence for every allegation that they have made about what happened. And so no one nation controls all the information. And I spoke to the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago in Manama, and he said there would be a full investigation.
President Trump continued his push to end birthright citizenship on Wednesday, saying the 14th Amendment does not guarantee citizenship of undocumented immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
China is reversing a 25-year ban on the trade and use of rhino horn and tiger bones, which will hamper international conservation efforts. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The decision would permit the use of endangered species parts for medical and scientific use. The conservation group World Wildlife Fund said the policy would have adverse effects in protecting the animals, which was approved in 1993 amid an international drive to protect threatened wildlife. The decision comes at a time when wildlife parts continue to be trafficked in Chinese territory. The Hong Kong Standard reported last week that a rhino horn smuggler was sentenced to 8 months in prison for bringing nearly 7 pounds of rhino horns into Hong Kong from Mozambique. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The city of Boston celebrated the Red Sox winning a World Series today with a parade. Upwards of 500,000 people were at the parade in downtown Boston. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Retired U.S. Army four-star General Stanley McChrystal served our country for 34 years. General McChrystal has a new book out titled Leaders, Myth and Reality. I had a chance to sit down and chat with McChrystal, and one of the things I asked him was some of the different challenges that leaders may face now than they did 10 or 15 years ago.
I think it's extraordinarily more complex than it's ever been. And so what happens is leaders often confuse celebrity with leadership or having a mouthpiece for real leadership. And so what they can do is they can reach a lot of followers. They can get people to respond a certain way in anger or joy or that sort of thing. And that is a form of leadership, and I wouldn't deny it. That is getting a connection with people and causing a reaction, almost a chemical-like reaction. But real leadership, or let me put it this way, leadership that I think is truly effective is sustainable over time. It builds other leaders. It develops in populations or groups a set of values, a set of sustainable, consistent commitment to something. And I think that that is sometimes missing in today's society.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1864 when the state of Nevada became the 36th state in the Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.